Shavuos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. This Mishnah begins as a continuation of Rabbi Shimon's opinion in the previous Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon in the previous Mishnah maintained that you can have more than three ashpos, more than three piles of fertilizer piled up in a field at the end of Shemitah for the purposes of Matsoi Shemitah. And the Mishnah continues with that idea. Osa Adam Esadeu Sholosh Sholosh Ashpatos Levesa'a. He's allowed to make three piles for in every Besa'a. Yasser Mikain, if it's more than that, Machtziv is one Girsa. Machtziv, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. Some others have the Girsa Yasser Mikain, Mutter, Divrei Rabbi Shimon. What do these two things mean? So if it's the girsa is machtziv, it means that you're supposed to make the ashpatos in a form that looks like the legs of a chatzuva, of a certain type of a vessel, it's the base of a vessel, and it should be either a semicircle or in a circle, and they shouldn't be in a straight line. However, the easier way to understand this would be the girsa of mutter, because that was the approach of Rabbi Shimon in the previous Mishnah, that more than three ashpatos is permissible. The original halacha may be three ashpatos, but one is allowed to go beyond that as well. Now, what is the purpose of Rabbi Shimon repeating the statement that Osa Adam Asadeo Shol Shol Shashpatos Avesa, especially in light of the fact that he himself holds that you can do more than three Ashpatos? What was the point of saying that? So the Rishalmi explains that our mission is trying to teach us that according to Rabbi Shimon, the Ashpatos do not need to be specifically 10 containers worth, as we said in the previous Mishnah, but you can make ashpatos that are actually even smaller, as long as that there are at least three containers worth per ashpa. It has to have that minimum. That's what the chiddush is, even though it doesn't say it explicitly in the Mishnah, but the Yerushalmi is explaining that that's what that extra statement in the Mishnah is coming to teach us, that those three ashpatos, according to Rabbi Shimon, do not need to have the 10 mashpelos, do not have to have the 10 containers worth, but could even have three containers worth. Now, the Mishnah continues and says, V'chachamim osrin, and V'chachamim say that it's forbidden if you have more than three ashpatos, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, it's not permissible. Ad shiyamik shlosha o ad shiyagbiya shlosha, until or unless you were to put the ashpa not directly in the field, but rather you would dig a hole so that the ashpa would be three tzvachim deep, ad shiyamik shlosha, or ad shiyagbiya shlosha, or you place it on some sort of a pedestal so that it's at least three tzvachim above the level of the field. So if you do that, then it's not really in the field per se. It is clear that you're not being mezabel, you're not fertilizing the field. Now, the Mishnah continues and says, Osa Adam es zivla otsar. A person can make his zevel as a storage place. Now, what does that mean? It means that in just as we said, you can have three, according to the Chachamim, you can have three ashpatos per beis sa'ah. However, you can take the entire three ashpos and put them all together into one ashpa if you want to. Osa Adam es zivla otsar. You can take all the three and put them together. Even if you were to have more than the shear of three ashpatos. So we said before in the previous Mishnah that the three ashpatos are made of three containers, each one containing a lesech. So you have lesech, we said, is 15 sa'ah. So 15 sa'ah, 10 mashpelos of 15 sa'ah is 150 sa'ah. So each ashpa would have 150 sa'ah. So altogether, that's 450 sa'ah you could have, but you can even have more than that in one pile if you want to put them all together. However, Mishnah says that Rabbi Meir says you can't make your zevel into an oser, you can't put it all together, and therefore it's forbidden, again, ad shiyamik shlosha or ad shiyagbiya shlosha, unless, of course, you make the oser in such a way that it's 3 tefachim below the level of the field, or 3 tefachim above the level of the field. Now, the Yerushalmi points out that even though Rabbi Meir said that you can't make your zevel into an otzer and put them all together, that's only if you're going to make it larger than the shear of those, what is normally in three ashpatos. We said three ashpatos, putting everything together, is 450 sa'ah. It's only forbidden if you're going to do more than that, which the Tanakhama said you could do more than that. Comes along Rabbi Meir and says, no, you can't put them all together. But you can, that which you cannot put them all together is only if you're going to do more than the shear of three ashpatos, to 450 sa'ah. If you're going to keep it limited to 450 sa'ah, even Rabbi Meir agrees that you could take all three ashpatos worth and put them all together as one. Now, the Mishnah continues one more idea. Hayolo dover mu'at. What if you only have a little bit of zevel? Not enough for, and to make one of these large ashpa. Most of Allah v'holech. The Tanakhama says, as long as you have plans on bringing out more, you don't have to bring the entire shear, the entire amount out at one time. You can add to it, so you eventually make that shear. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah oser ad sheyamek shlosha o ad sheyagbiah shlosha. He says, no, you can't do that. You can't bring it out in smaller amounts. You have to bring out the full amount at one time. Unless and if you don't, you have to then have it three tefachim deeper than the field, or three tefachim above the level of the field. Or until you put it on a rock someplace, again, that makes it clear that you are not fertilizing the field. Because he believes, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that you cannot bring out this smaller amount. You have to bring out the full shear at one time.